the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus here gives you a parable and a warning for your Christian life. First, the parable. Satan is the strong man guarding his palace and goods. Jesus himself is the stronger man who overcomes. And you are the palace and goods being guarded, the spoils claimed by the stronger man. Satan held you captive, for he'd stolen you. You rightly belonged to God, but the devil lured you away with sin, by twisting and perverting God's word, by offering your heart's desire while telling you God's a jealous liar who holds back. He kept and held you captive under threat of the law and God's justice and wrath. He constantly reminds and accuses you of your sins and what you've done. He trusts that God's justice will condemn you with him for eternity. He counts on God's wrath and anger to damn you. What have you done? You've given in. You may have been stolen and abused, but you're also a collaborator and an accomplice. Stockholm syndrome doesn't even come close to describing your attachment to Satan. It's beyond comprehension. Yet it kills you. The devil will get what he wanted all along. Repent. So it is for you that the stronger man, Jesus Christ, comes. Satan expected God to come in wrath and justice. Yet Jesus comes in love and mercy. Satan expected God to come bringing death for sin. Yet Jesus comes to be the sacrifice for sin. Satan expected to claim you by the law's demands. Yet Jesus comes to answer every last one of them on your behalf and claim you as his very own. God comes armored in human flesh, wielding no weapon but the Spirit, the finger of God. He comes not as the devil expected, anticipated, or ever could have overcome. And for that, he is stronger. As death and life contend in that combat stupendous, the stronger man's armor is pierced and he dies. Yet what seems to men as defeat is in fact victory. Jesus overcomes the strong man only by dying. For by dying he crushes the devil's head and binds him in the bonds of death. Satan is beaten, left broken, bloodied, and bruised as his walls are torn down by the wood of the Holy Cross. His much vaunted armor of sin and death was useless after all, and is done away with forever. Jesus claims you as his very own, the spoil for which he happily and gladly gives his life. You are rescued, redeemed, and set free. What have you done? Not a single thing. God in Christ Jesus does it all. After all, you were a captive. Try as you might, you could never free yourself or escape. But Jesus wages war on your behalf, bleeding and dying for your sake. You are free. What was for Egypt works of terror and destruction are for you works of life, healing, and peace. Jesus drives the devil out of you by the finger of God, raining plagues and troubles down upon him. Wielding no other weapon than the Spirit, Jesus places that same Spirit into your ears that you may hear his word. By the Spirit, he touches your eyes, opening them to see by faith. Jesus loosens your tongue by the Spirit, that you now open your lips to chant his praises, confess his name, and confess your sins. The devil dwells in you no more, for he's defeated by, and you belong in perfect freedom too. the stronger man. And in his means of grace, the Spirit who flows to you from the cross brings you to the cross that you may enjoy and rejoice in the spoils won there for you. Forgiveness, life, and salvation. The same mighty finger of God who casts out devils leads, points, and directs you nowhere else but to the holy cross and to the crucified one who lives. For upon the cross, Jesus breathes out the Spirit upon you. There he bleeds to fill the chalice and the font, that the Spirit may hover over the waters to recreate you. There Jesus offers up his body as food for your own resurrection, as the Spirit welds you to him, flesh to flesh. Hear those, the warning. If the devil is only cast out of your body, but not your soul, he will come back. Unless the sevenfold Spirit, the Holy Spirit, enters into you, takes possession of you, and bars the entrance by his good gifts, the holy means of grace, the unclean spirit will return with seven of his friends to drive you down to a lower depth of infamy and evil. Don't harden your heart like Pharaoh of old or like Jesus' opponents. To claim to be a Christian but still give in to indulge and delight in filthiness and crude and foolish talk, sexual immorality and impurity, covetousness and idolatry, to return to lust, greed, and anger, to despise your brother in Christ, is to be a partner with darkness who will die. If you doubt it, only consider how easily you entertain yourself with the most mundane things or enjoy your favorite sin without a single thought or distraction. But if you want to skip church or sleep in, how easily do the excuses flood your mind? How easily do you become distracted in your prayers, even the Lord's Prayer, and grow bored? Repent. Discipline and mortify your flesh. Surrender all, even the world, honor, and possessions. Give the devil no opportunity to lead you into despair and doubt. Return to your baptism in contrition and repentance. Confess your sins and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive his body and blood. For Jesus is here in his church, ready to cast the devil out of you again and again by the finger of God in the forgiveness of your sins. He brings you no plagues or judgment by the finger of God, only mercy, healing, and deliverance. He drives you back to your baptism, forgives your sins, and feeds you his body and blood. If you are afraid, and even if you aren't, Jesus here bestows peace and comfort upon you in his means of grace. Neither the devil nor anything else can have you. Why else do you think the demons seek a waterless place? They abhor the sign and substance of their expulsion. Holy baptism actually casts out the devil, washes away sin, clothes you in Christ's righteousness, and bestows the Holy Spirit upon you. In the same way, the Holy Communion is the true and physical body and blood of Jesus given into death for you upon the cross for the forgiveness of your sins, given for you now to eat and to drink in this place here and now. So it is that what Jesus did for and in this mute man, as real, actual history, he does now, even now, as real and actual history for and in you. He makes the mute to speak, the deaf to hear, and the dead to live. The history of this man is also your history, as you are bought back and redeemed by the stronger man. Though your accuser still tempts you, seeking to deceive and mislead you, he is overcome. But he's now the one who is mute and silent. His sting and threat are lost and gone forever. You are baptized and forgiven, communing with the most holy and blessed Trinity as the very bride of the stronger man, Jesus Christ, in his risen body and blood. The devil no longer has any sins to point out or to accuse you with. Yes, the gnats and flies are a bother, but they cannot have you. The Lord himself has indeed plucked your feet out of the net and sent him who hunted your soul away without weapons or a way back. You are delivered and forgiven, and your eyes are ever toward the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name,
amen.